It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
Well, Fridays are definitely more enjoyable because we always have a little bit of company for an hour in our Interesting Islander. And Jill, I'm going to let you do the honors today.
You are?
Yes, you can introduce.
Thank you, Darcy Campbell. Well, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the Honorable Jill Burridge, Minister of Finance. Jill has, that's her most recent title, but Jill has many, many, many roles. And I first got to know Jill when she was a counselor in the town of Stratford. Mm-hmm. She is a mom, a wife. She's got lots of very interesting education. And she has contributed to a lot of just projects and forward motion in our town of Stratford and on the island. So, yes, without further ado, Jill Burridge, how are you?
Hey, welcome to the show. Well, you're going to do the intro every time, Jill.
Well, thanks for having me.
She's Scott Chapman's neighbor, too. That's also a role.
That's right.
She should have led with that. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about you, and maybe we'll start with just, like who you are, your family, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so I guess in island terms, I'm a shivery from Surrey.
Okay.
That's what a lot of people need.
That's where we start.
That's a good start.
Just outside Surrey, grew up in a St. Catharines Road in the suburbs of Surrey. I grew up there. We went away to school, went away to university, went to UMB, met my husband there.
Okay.
And we did engineering degrees there.
Yes.
And then, just like everyone in those days, we went out west. That's where the work was at that time. Mm-hmm. So we headed out and we landed in small town Saskatchewan.
Yes.
Where we landed.
And can I just ask, because I read something, so you were in Saskatchewan, and you had a significant achievement there. What were you doing in Saskatchewan? You were the first person to do something.
Yeah, I landed there. So we had geomatics engineering degrees, and I say we because my husband and I both did the same education. And so with that, a lot of times you will go through the testing and articling to become a land surveyor, commissioned land surveyor. So we did that in Saskatchewan, and I didn't know, but once you got in there, I realized I was the first woman to ever get that commission in that province, which was kind of surprising.
Pretty big deal.
But when you looked around, I guess there wasn't a lot of women in that craft. So, so that was a big deal out there.
Yeah.
In Saskatchewan at that time in that industry.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you were out west for how long?
We were out west for 9 years, 7 of them in Saskatchewan and 2 in Alberta. We finished out in Alberta.
Okay.
And I remember the day driving down. We had Lucy. She was a year old. And I remember pulling out from work and merging onto the Deerfoot in a sea of red lights. And we were late. And Lucy was going to be sitting at this daycare. And I just looked at Brian and said, "We're moving home. I can't do this anymore." So I remember the day. I remember the decision to move home. And it wasn't long after that we did.
And I'm sure you've never looked back. Like you're like, this is home, and you're Jill of the island. This is where you're meant to be.
The other Jill of the island.
No, you're Jill of the island. I'm backup Jill.
I was going to say that.
No, that's awesome. And maybe we'll get into a little bit more about your education.
For sure.
And also kind of like the path you took to get to where you are now.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Sound good, guys?
All right. You're stuck with us for an hour, so you're sticking around. We're chatting with Jill Burridge, our Minister of Finance here on the island today. She's our Interesting Islander for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum.
Hey, this is Jeff Spindell inviting you to join me for some joy and laughter and some great tunes on the evening show every weeknight here on Ocean 100. We'll have a good time. We'll share some laughs. Feel free to...
Delicious pumpkin spice. This fall, try an iced or hot latte at participating restaurants in Canada for a limited time.
We've got a mix of sun and cloud today, clearing near noon, so sunny skies this Friday afternoon, high of 17. Tonight will be clear with some light winds and a low of 9. And tomorrow we've got sunshine in the morning, some clouds moving in the afternoon, light winds and a high of 21. Right now it's 10 degrees in Summerside, it's 9 in Summerside for Ocean 100.
Darcy's trivia question for Robin's Donuts. 75% of women say they like the way this looks, but hate the way it feels. What is it? Text me with your answer right now. 902-368-1720. We'll tidy it up after 8 o'clock. More with Jill Burridge coming up next. Ocean 100. That's Modern English. I melt with you. It's Ocean 100. Good morning. 7:53. Eyes open for school buses. They are doing their thing one more time this week. So pay attention for the flashing lights and slow it down in school zones. Pay attention for crossing guards, too, because they're out doing their thing, too. So be mindful of everything around school zones.
Absolutely.
We are chatting today with Jill Burridge, who is our Minister of Finance here on the island. Apparently also Scott Chapman's neighbor.
Yes.
Can you dish on any fun things about the Chapman residence that we should know?
Oh, dear.
Oh, let me think.
Does the smell of chicken fingers waft from the windows often or what?
What would I say about Scott Chapman? He's very good to keep his yard cut and trim.
Oh. Yeah. That's all Scott?
Diligent with the garbage outtake. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do much with the flowers. That's all Helen, really.
I was going to say, these all sound like Helen things.
I saw
I
another.
Just push the wheelbarrow around, really.
I saw another.
That's what
neighbor.
She says about you.
Yeah.
Helen is a leader, I think, in your neighborhood as far as the green bin, like what goes out and that sort of thing. I think I saw another neighbor post.
That's what I understand,
that they were,
yes.
Yes. But I thought you said something very interesting, is that when your children were young and you were up in, well, pretty much the middle of the night with them, that you often would see Scott Chapman leaving to come to work. And it was that kind of like... you guys were on the same schedule in many ways. Yes,
it was a routine that Scott wasn't aware of.
Yes,
at the time, but my kids were not sleepers, and anyway, I'd be up with Jack at 4 o'clock in the morning or whatever time that was. That every morning I'd see Scott Chapman leaving for work. Yeah, his headlights would come in the window. There he goes.
You like, guys, oh, that poor guy.
Keeping her company. That's, well, no, but that's kind of nice because you're up in the middle of the night, you know, like it's lovely and lonely all in one. There's somebody
some
else.
Some other poor sap.
Yeah.
It's true. I'm interested to talk more to you about your balancing of all the work you do and the momming you do too, right? You got two kids who are on the go. So yeah, I'd like to know how do you do all that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I could put it right back to you.
No, I don't do it all.
Yeah, I mean, I have my husband Brian. I mean, that's a support that I have, which is fantastic and helps me balance. But I mean, I hate when people ask this. It's hard because there's a ton of us out there doing that, trying to balance it. And you know what? Balls drop here and there, whether it's in life or work, and it's just the way it goes. But it is a lot of like hockey, we have friends, we have good friend groups, pick up the kids, take the kids to practice. Like, we all depend on each other. When they say it takes a village, I guess that's really true, because we lean on people and we lean on each other and get through it, I guess.
Well, you're doing things exceptionally well, and we're going to come back to that. I think we've got some announcements.
No, it's now Jill Burridge. Oh, there's two Jills. It's getting confusing.
She's Jill B. I'm Jill C. Or like I said, backup.
This is a pretty big deal that you're in the room for the reading of the birthdays and anniversaries with the celebration calendar. So you're welcome. let's get into our birthday list today. Of course, someone is going to win not one. Two people are going to win a bridge pass from the Confederation Bridge, and it's a long list. Emerson Tremere, a happy birthday. The Big 12 off to Stone Park today. Happy birthday, Emerson. Dennis and Anne, a happy 39th wedding anniversary. Dennis called in to make sure we got that on today. Make sure Dennis gets the brownie points. Deb Searle, happy birthday from your daughter and granddaughters, Catherine and Ava. Holly McDonald, working at DVA, a happy birthday from Mom, Dad, Joey, and Maggie. Hope you have the best day. Don is 25 today from your favorite brother-in-law. Olivia Roll is 13 today. Tomorrow. Love, Grandma. Shelly Wolf, celebrating a 50th birthday tomorrow. Shelly is a teacher at Sherwood School. Hope you have a great day. Callum McLean is 12. That's from Mom, Dad, sisters Emma, Charlotte, Flora, and your chickens. What? Of course the chickens say happy birthday, Callum. Why
I
wouldn't
love
they?
Talking chickens.
Stephen Arsenault from AJL Construction, 65 today. Happy 11th birthday to Bentley Howard of Cape Traverse. Love Aunt Shauna and Uncle Denny. Sunday, Deanna Bonus and Finley Lawler are celebrating. That's from Mom and Dad and Grammy and Grampy. Webke Drescher is 30 from the Dresden Girls. Elwin Bridges, happy birthday today. Happy birthday to Debbie Richardson from Terry, Amy, and Josh. Stephen is 50-ish. We're told, from Kendra, Kate, Lauren, Hillary, Jigs, Layla, and Marley. Ava Burke is 7. Love Mama, Daddy, Reese, Ollie, Miley, and Tinkerbell. Also from Missy, John, Char, and EJ. You are loved, Ava. Luke McKenna, happy 3rd, from Sean, Tara, Emily, and Morgan. Belated birthday for Chase McGuigan in Montague. Sarah Murnahan, happy 40th, from the whole family. And a wedding anniversary to Ellen and Rob's 2nd anniversary. That's from Rob. With love to Ellen. No, Ellen called that one in for Rob. I don't know who gets the brownie points there. Take it over, Jill.
This is a long list. A lot of exciting celebrations happening. We want to say happy birthday to Natalie Walsh, and that's from the Autism Society of PEI. Happy birthday to Cindy Hillier. Taylor Hunter over in Stratford is turning 16, and that wish comes from Mom, Dad, Reese, and Cade, grandparents Ian and Shirley Hunter, granddad George Barna, and the rest of the Hunters and Barnas.
Got the whole family in there.
Around the globe, I know. Happy anniversary to Aaron and Mary Sherry of Charlottetown. A happy 50th wedding anniversary. Best wishes from Troy and Marissa, Tasha and Tom, Megan and Mitch and their families. Randall Parkman is celebrating a birthday in Morrell today. Ava Elizabeth Burke in Brackley is turning 7, heading off to Parkdale School. And that wish comes from Grampy and Guy. Aaron and Mary, we've got them twice. We want to say happy wedding anniversary again. 50 deserves 2 announcements. Happy birthday to Auntie Nat, Natalie Walsh, Anand. Lots of love from Harper and Tucker in Stratford. Happy 7th birthday to sweet Ava Burke. Again, more wishes coming in for you. Wyatt Vickers is turning 25. Jensen Stead turning 12. Happy birthday, Mom. That's Donna McLeod. Love Harley, Carly, Mandy, and Milo in Kincora. Landon McKinnon in Summerside is turning 17. Happy birthday from Mom, Dad, Luke, and your grandparents. Another wedding anniversary. Tressa and Jesse, first wedding anniversary, and that's from Auntie Beth. Sky is turning 29. Sky's a bakery cashier at McDonald's, and a bakery in Brudenell. So we hope that you have a great day today. Happy birthday, Shannon Pisa in Alexander, turning 40. Bobby Runahan, is that how you say that, guys? Yeah. All right, I shouldn't have even asked.
Yeah, happy Bobby, you're right.
Bobby always trips me up. How do you say Bobby anyway? A happy birthday from his family in Morrell, turning 62. And Emerson Higgins in Stratford is 6. And my goodness, we want you to have a great day. And I think that's the end of the longest list I've ever seen.
And we'll say congratulations to Reese Holden and Wyatt Vickers picking up bridge passes today. We will get those mailed out to you. Happy birthday!
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime to submit your announcements.
Excuse me, just want to pop in here and say this is the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number one.
Ocean 100.
All right, let's tidy up today's Darcy's trivia question. A variety of great guesses, a variety of terrible guesses, too. Darcy's Trivia could give you a Robin's Donuts gift card, and we'll make that draw here in a second. 75% of women say they like the way this looks, but hate the way it feels. Some people have had good guesses. High heel shoes, flannel, a bra, just in general.
Okay.
Just in general. Not any of those answers. Some people have said a specific pair of underwear, type of underwear. Not that either.
Get to the answer, Darcy.
The answer. Somebody also said lipstick. The answer is stubble, like a beard stubble on a man. Stubble. It looks good, but it doesn't feel good against your skin.
Does it look good?
It's scratchy. Whoa. Tell me how you really feel. Whoa. Goodness.
Don't hold back.
Goodness.
He's encouraging me to be like, just speak your mind. So there we go.
Sheila Tweel.
You left him speechless.
From Summerside is our winner of the $100 gift card. Hey, congratulations, Sheila. We know her. Have a great day. Enjoy your $100 gift card from our friends at Robin's Donuts.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And we are pumped to be with you today, and we are pumped to have Jill Burridge with us this morning as our interesting islander, having a pile of fun today.
Well, one of the best things about living on the island is that somebody always knows something.
Right.
So I got some intel this morning that Jill is a heck of an axe thrower.
Oh, wow. What a fun message to get first thing in the morning.
Yes.
Okay, so is there a story or?
She's not going to die and deny it.
No, we do. Yeah, that's funny. And that is Randy Driscoll.
It might have been. I'm not going to give any names.
Pretty sure the cat's under the bed, guys.
We do a blended office party with the crew over there when I was working prior to this whole new life. And we went to axe throwing, and it was awesome. And yes, I did have a bit of a hidden talent there. I didn't make it to the finals.
Who did?
Yeah, thanks for that. My husband made it to the finals and won the whole thing.
Oh, he won it.
Yes, he won it. And there's a belt that you put on. There's like a wrestling type of belt that you put on when you win.
Come again?
Darcy,
you say something about wrestling?
Yes. Darcy's a huge wrestling fan, and now he's going to, I'm sure.
All right,
I'm not asking any more questions. What I'm more concerned about is that they're both very good at throwing axes. That's an interesting hidden talent to have.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because we worked in the field together as surveyors, like we're out in the field all across Saskatchewan. So maybe, and I guess growing up, maybe in the potato fields, we were always working in potato fields growing up with my dad in the summers. So maybe throwing potatoes, I don't know.
You're trying real hard to connect the dots.
There was lots of throwing experiences, I guess, throughout my life. Yeah.
Any talk of maybe doing this annually and, you know, maybe it'll be you'll be the winner next time.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to do a rematch.
And I know a guy that might like to go too.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
But Brian is the champ, right? We have to make that clear.
Yes, Brian is the champ. Thank you for making that clarification, Scott.
I know he'd want to.
Yeah.
Mighty neighborly of you.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
He is the champ, but we can also, that means he's susceptible to be taken down too.
I love that competitive spirit.
The challenge is on.
Okay, we will have more with Jill Burridge, the Minister of Finance and axe thrower extraordinaire, coming up.
The fall savings sale continues at Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware this week with great specials in every department. Make sure your generator is ready to go this fall with Seafoam gas and diesel motor treatment. Now,
check Finley's Facebook page or finleys.com for more details.
We have a mix of sun and cloud today, clearing by noon and sunny skies from there on out. A high of 17. Tonight, clear with some light winds and a low of 9. And tomorrow, we've got sunshine, few clouds moving in the afternoon, and a high of 21. Right now, it's 10 degrees in both Charlottetown and in Summerside for Ocean 100.
And we'll have more with Jill Burridge coming up here in just a couple of moments. I also want to remind you that the secret sound was not solved today. We did not have a correct answer. So there's $2,300 up for grabs with Corey Tremere this afternoon. Get ready to play at 4:10. UB40 Red Red Wine. It's Ocean 100. It's 8:24. Good morning. We have had a terrific time. I love Fridays. We get to have some company, and it's great when we have great company like Jill Burridge today. And there's tons going on in your life right now, but I know that Stratford is where you call home. Stratford's where these guys call home. So let's talk about Stratford.
Yes, let's talk about Stratford. Our home, obviously, we love it over there. And Jill, you've been so involved in Stratford for several years in your role in town council, in the committees that you chaired, and your involvement in the planning of the high school that that we are all very, very excited to see finally coming to our area. So tell me a little bit about that and just how the community is changing and growing over the years since you first started in municipal politics.
Yeah, I mean, Stratford is a high growth area. That's no secret. I think what's interesting about Stratford that you don't see in other places is Stratford was traditionally a suburb to Charlottetown, highly residential, but there's a big hole in the middle. We don't have an urban core. Like most towns naturally would develop when they would start with like a downtown and then you would build a residential. We're kind of opposite, which is something you don't see very often. So that's exciting. And there's a master plan for that crossroads, which is interesting. And it is the planning piece is there. It's you know, putting density inside your core, right? Yep. Which helps our housing, which helps lots of different things. But and then add on to that, the community campus, which was a project that went through, which includes a high school that's going to be going up here and dirt's moving on that. And in fact, I think they have the roads built. I think they're starting to, you know, move the dirt around so that, you know, your ball fields and soccer fields are, you know, that dirt is starting to go where it's supposed to go for future development. So it's super exciting. You're starting to see the infrastructure and the pieces come together in Stratford. And that's big. That's big for Stratford, but it's also big for the province.
Yes. And it's time to do some of these things. You know, Stratford has been, even just over the last 10 years, has been growing like exponentially. A lot of families settling in Stratford. And of course, the island on the whole, the population continues to grow, right? So you definitely need a plan. And we were talking about how when I was in the French immersion program at Birchwood, we would have all of our like co-students bust in from across the bridge to take that French immersion program. So it's going to be kind of nice to have it in your own backyard.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's a key cog for us. Down the road, you know, we reserve space for a junior high, which will be exciting too. It'll be exciting to have a K-12 school system in Stratford. So we'll keep picking away at that.
Absolutely. And I do have to say, I have to ask you this. So when someone asks me, how am I doing? How are you liking your new job? I say, I love it. I'm learning lots, but sometimes I feel a little bit intimidated because I'm learning a job that feels like in front of everyone. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Every day, all the time.
I absolutely know what you mean.
So I think that you do know what I mean. And how does it feel? Like, does it make you nervous? We think you're doing a great job. But how has it been, the learning curve in all of this?
It has been, I wouldn't even say it's a curve. It's been like a straight line, a straight vertical line, feel like. With every week, I think I feel better and I learn a little more. But you're totally right, Jill. Like, you are learning the job in such a public way. The pressure is on at the start. And so you're spending a lot of time in the background reading and trying to get up on different files.
I'm not doing that here. I'm not.
Yeah, the learning on this side has been minimal. Has been minimal. Yeah.
Actually, if the truth be known, I do try and spend some time at home.
I do.
What a
great last impression to leave on Jill Burridge. Jill, it has been an absolute pleasure having you in here. I know you're Scott's neighbor, and you get to see him lots, so I'm sorry about that. It was great having you in here, and it's great to put the human to the position. Right. So
it's
an absolute pleasure. And we hope that we can chat again really soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here, Jill.
No problem.
Lazy Boy has offered factory pricing on select Lazy Boy recliners at Bex Furniture. Recliners starting at $699 plus free island-wide delivery.